This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on GCN. The broadcast is carried the next day on Republic Broadcasting. It's also carried on AM, FM, satellite, and other outlets, YouTube. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. We have a call-in line if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. To take us along with you as you travel, the listen line, 605-477-3249. And I'm filling in for Captain John Reagan today. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And if you'd like to follow along in class, please click on the news tab. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being there for those days when I was unable to be broadcasting. Life on the farm has its challenges. So here's the question I have for you. First of all, thank you so much. I'm very serious. What's it like? What is it like broadcasting 2 hours a day? What was that? Did that change your life at all? Or put a crimp in your schedule?
Well, if you've seen the movie Groundhog Day, you know, what, again? Didn't I just do this?
Yeah. You know, it's really enjoyable. But the clock waits for no one. You know, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time to the second, I connect, and you connect, and here we are. No safety net. It's live radio, and with all of its potential for failures, and here we are. You know, it's fun. And my son once said to me, you know, Dad, what's the big deal? You just talk. That's it, you know. The rest of us are working around here while you're talking. And I said, well, so you remember being at the university and you remember final exams, right? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, you know, you prepare for them, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And you have them once in a while, right? Once per class, per semester, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so well, it's like that, just like that, every day. Is that similar to what you've experienced, John?
Well, it was actually worse than that because you know how I'd been running out of time lately, and I didn't quite understand what was going on there, but I figured it out this weekend. And to set the baseline, if you remember last summer, and I guess go back further than that, you know, I use Evernote to clip the web pages from all the research I do. Mm-hmm. And I found out last summer that there's a 100,000 record limit for records that you sync online. You can have more than that on your local hard drive, but that's the limit for what stays in the cloud. So last summer I had to hurriedly archive off like over 40,000 records just to get space for myself. Wow. And I'd been using Evernote for 8 years at that point. So 100,000 divided by 8, you know, a little over 12,000 on average per year. And I didn't go in to break it down any more than that. That's just the average. We know things have been accelerating. So I went in and looked how many articles I've clipped from January 1st through mid-February, so for a month and a half. And keep in mind, I've been cutting back. There's some websites I don't even go to anymore because I'm trying to get ready for the Hear the Watchman conference, and still, you know, it keeps on, you know, where's my time going? So when I took the number of records for the month and a half, if it keeps up that pace for the entire year, we're talking about over 33,000 articles.
Wow.
So nearly three times the volume of the average for the last 8 years. That's how much information is going through now.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, John, that reading that much information takes its toll on us here at USA Prepares, because so much of what we read is not really good news. I mean, less than 0.1%, we'd say, boy, this is great, well, absolutely great, but that's pretty darn rare that that kind of thing happens. And when it does happen, it happens in a very, very small way as compared to the magnitude of the bad news. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, and beyond that, our minds are not really geared for this type of abuse. For every article that I've clipped, and I don't know what the ratio it is, it's definitely less than half, could be a third, could be a tenth, of articles that I read that I don't clip. And then you think about the headlines I've read, and it's just a fraction of those that I click into. So just over the last few years, you know, it's got to be at least 1 million headlines, possibly, you know, 5 million, maybe could even be close to 10 million. And our brains just are not, geared for that type of abuse. And then given the content of what it is, it really is a challenge.
John, I remember a side note story. I remember when our children were young, and two of them actually attended the public training camp, elementary school, as some people might call it. And at the same time, we were taking our children to karate class multiple times per week, and the karate class was, I don't know, maybe 15 miles away each way. And we thought it was important that that they study the techniques of karate for self-defense. And we were always late. You know, Mrs. Finelli and I would go over to the elementary school, pick up our children, race over to the, I'm speaking figuratively, race over to the karate class, and we'd walk in, and we were always late. And no matter what we did, we just couldn't get there before class started. And the instructor would look at me like, you're late. But he didn't really say, you're late. Well, one day, after being late so many times and not being able to fix it, we went in and he looked at us, and class was already in session. And I said, I'm sorry we're late, but I know what the problem is. It's school. I'm going to fix that. So that was pretty much the beginning of the end of our children going to the public training camp. Why? Because it regulated our lives. It was absolutely in control. Its schedule dominated everything. It dominated when we got up. It dominated what we did at dinner time. It dominated the weekends, the homework. I mean, it was in control. And so we fixed it. We took our children out of the public training camp. And that's just one of the many reasons why we took them out. But I just wanted to share with you that, you know, we may think we have some independence and we may think that we're in control of our own lives. And not necessarily the case, especially if you have a job or if you have children in the public training camp. John, I've clicked on thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, the news tab, resources for February 20, 2017. You've got some really great discussion items coming up. Fabulous. Is there anything that you'd like to say before we start?
Might as well just dive in.
Okay.
You know how I've been talking that there's a lot of charts out there that would suggest that we're in a recession. Mm-hmm. And another evidence to that effect is that Goldman analysts were looking at gasoline demand, and one of their oil experts said to achieve this 5.9% decline suggested by the weekly data, our model requires personal consumable expenditures to contract 6%, in other words, a recession. And they were quick to kind of back off on that, that it's just some sort of transient thing. But there's a lot more data out there showing that gasoline demand is softening. And nobody in the dinosaur economic world seems to understand why. I think those of you that have been listening for any amount of time understand that things are not good, and there's nothing that the current administration can do to fix the financial mess that we're in. The only question is, how long is it going to be? The optimism may buy us a few months at best, but the structural problem of the debt and the required spending, and then you add on, interest rates have to go up. It's a recipe for a big change in lifestyle.
Yeah, and John, we've been talking about our observations looking out the window, and we see fewer cars in Springfield, Missouri. We've been talking about that for years. Yeah, everything's going really well, but there's not much commerce going on. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I'm looking at this Zero Hedge article that you've linked to on the website, the financialstateoftheunion.com, and it says gasoline inventories have hit record levels, and nowhere is this more obvious than on the East Coast. The biggest gasoline market in the U.S. is bursting at the seams. So, in a word, might we not say that we have a gasoline glut on our hands?
Yes, we do.
And it seems that it's difficult to shut off the supply spigot. We're dependent on demand to consume that supply. And it looks like we're not consuming as much as is being supplied. So now we've got storage problems. So, John, do we have an inkling of an idea why this is happening? Is it just people are broken and they're thinking about, oh, carpooling to work if they have a job? Are they thinking about, well, do I really need to take that trip? Because that's what we do. If we don't need to go there, we don't go there. And there are a lot of reasons why we don't go there, wherever there may be. I'm talking about, you know, shopping. Money is one. People that we just don't want to see. Rude people. People who are on the road. Yeah, I'm talking about people that we don't even know we don't want to see. Because people are getting more and more violent toward each other, more and more discourteous. What do you think it is?
Well,
is it the attitude that we have?
I had about three different articles on this, and they really, from, like I say, the pundits out there that are used to the past being normal, really don't have a clue. And I think it goes back to what I presented at the Get Prepared Expo. You know, if you look at debt service and government spending as opposed to income at their current growth rates back then, I'm working on trying to get a different metric because some of those haven't been updated thanks to the last administration. It showed that those two items, government spending and debt service, were more than income by 2020. And, of course, you can't get that far. And I backed that off to, if we can get halfway there, that would be 2017 and a half. So sometime at the midpoint of this year, you know, give or take a little. And when you're working with something as complex as the economy, it's really tough because it's not just one big homogeneous, you know, monster out there. There's pockets of things. You know, for example, the real estate market. You know, here in the Dallas area, it's fantastic because of all the California companies moving in. You go out to rural Texas, and it's horrible, like much of the country is. And regardless of what happens with Obamacare, the repealing of it, the rates are already locked in for this year, so there's no real relief there. It looks like there's some relief because the IRS is not requiring you to fill out a particular line on the 1040 that says whether or not you had insurance. So if you didn't have insurance, you can get around paying the penalty, which puts some money back into the economy. There's a lot of optimism, which causes people to spend, but a lot of that spending has been with debt, and a lot of that debt has been for cars and for student loans and, well, even credit cards lately. And that can only go on for so long. We're already seeing the subprime auto loans having problems. We're seeing mortgages having problems. We're seeing bankruptcies going back up. So we're seeing a lot of tightening. And when there's tightening, you cut back where you can. And while you still have to drive to work, whatever you would do for personal reasons that are optional, you can cut back. And I believe that's where the gasoline demand is being cut.
I can see clearly what you're saying, and no disagreement from me. I agree. I agree completely that people are tightening their belts. And later on in this broadcast today, we plan on talking about farmland and what is happening to the farmer.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan. What's next?
Well, Buffett bets, and Warren Buffett has done a fantastic job during his lifetime of picking winners and developing wealth. and he's shaken up his portfolio there, sold off 89% of his shares of Walmart, which would suggest that he doesn't believe Walmart has the right stuff anymore, especially with Amazon doing what they're doing. And obviously all the, you know, brick and mortar retail stores are experiencing problems because there's such an overhead to keep those physical stores, whereas when you're online, you don't have to have those storefronts. You just have the warehouse and you have the shipping, and you're out of there. Now, the problem is when you're managing the amount of money that Buffett is, you've got to put it somewhere. So he's decided to put it into airline stocks and Apple. So he's upped his ownership of American Airlines, United Airlines, Delta, and Southwest. And, you know, I really have to wonder. I don't see where the demand is going to be that's going to keep airline stocks in good shape. And then Apple has had a great run. We just haven't seen the vision that Steve Jobs was able to provide for the company. I don't know if they can keep up their momentum. The smartphone technology has pretty much, you know, become commoditized now. And about all that's left is to go further into the virtual reality and the augmented reality realms. And to me, that's kind of more of an add-on instead of a new additional technology that they'd be able to capitalize on. So I'm kind of wondering about his choices, but I think the sale of the Walmart stock does signal a not-so-good period for retail upcoming.
John, I was at the Chinese factory outlet recently, and it was a large one. It was one of their super centers. I'm talking about Walmart. And they had a an area in the parking lot reserved for those who order online. So I guess the way this works is you go to your computer or your phone, you place your order online, and then you go to pick it up, and they have their employees bring these carts to your car in the parking lot, and they will help load your car or your truck with whatever you've purchased. Now, I can sort of see buying some things online. I can understand buying a box of baking soda or detergent or soap, but I can't understand buying fresh produce. Now, that seems to be something that whoever is buying the fresh produce for the family tends to look at. If it's corn, each ear of corn is inspected. At least we do. If they're avocados, we look at each one and we try to select the one that is the best of the whole lot that's available there. Bags of onions, if we were buying those, we would look at the bags and see if any are crushed or whether they were old or whether any of them were rotten. The same thing with oranges and apples and bags of whatever else we might buy that would be allegedly fresh. I can't understand someone turning that over to someone he or she doesn't know who is an employee of the company. Meaning, how would, if I were at my car or my truck getting that delivery in the parking lot of that fresh produce, I might say, is that all you guys had? Is that the best one? Or did you pick out the worst one? Or is this the average? I don't think I want that. Now what do you do? How do you undo that in the parking lot? So I'm not up for it. However, what I do is, if I'm buying oil filters, you bet I buy them online. I don't want to buy them locally because I can get them for at least half off if I buy them online. If I buy car parts, if I can buy them online, I can save at least half as compared to buying them locally. But sometimes I'm in a jam. But car parts, you know, if I can plan that in advance many times. So if you can plan, yeah, it's great. But I'm just not going to entrust the food that we eat, the fresh produce, to someone else. John, do you feel similarly, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I've used the Walmart grocery service a couple of times, but I don't use it for produce. There's other items that they have that the store that I typically go to doesn't have, and you have to have a $30 minimum purchase to do the online shopping. But I tell you, it's really great to just pull up there. They're very prompt, and for me to not have to go into the store is a big win. So I like that part of it, but I agree with you. There's certain items that I just want to pick out myself.
Yeah, and how do you shop for value? Do you shop, if you're shopping online, John, do you compare three different types of the same thing and then pick the one that you think is the best value or the freshest or the healthiest? How do you do that, or can you not do that online?
Well,
do you have that selection capability?
Yeah, like I say, there's certain items that they carry that the store I do every week doesn't, so I know exactly what I'm looking for. I've got an idea of what the price is, because there is one thing that my store carries that's cheaper at Walmart, so that's about the extent of it, and that works for me. You know,
I remember buying avocados at one of the Walmarts. So I was looking at the avocados, and they had three different bins of avocados. Same avocados, same type, but in three different bins at three different locations within 15 steps of each other. And so I looked at one, and I said, wow, there's another one. Another bin. Oh, there's another one. So I looked at them all, but what I noticed, the people around me, while I was looking for the avocado that I wanted to get, people would just come, grab one, and leave. They're much faster than I am. They could instantaneously, from all the avocados in the bin, maybe 100, they knew exactly which one they wanted. Boom, got it, and left. That's not what I do. I'm a lot more careful about everything than that. Either that, or I'm failing to the point where I can't do things very quickly. It's one or the other. And I've noticed that people are able to drive way more, at way higher speeds than I am. You know, if the speed limit is 70, I'm doing 70, probably, or somewhere a little less. I'm not doing 85. I'm not. And I'm thinking, gosh, wheel bearings could fail. I don't know who put, you know, the wheel bearings on their vehicles. I don't know who packed the grease in them. I don't know. I don't know if the lug nuts are tight. I don't know about those things. So I'm not going to push the limits. Maybe they check everything on their vehicles and they're willing to do 85 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone or 65 mile an hour zone. I just don't live life that fast, and I don't want to. I really don't want to. But sometimes I question, is it me or is it them? And I keep coming back to, I think it's them. I think they're pushing the limits. They're doing stupid things that I would just never do. I'm not saying buying electronically is a stupid thing. I'm just saying that people do things with a lot more haste than I do. I'm more deliberate in pretty much everything I do. And I know you are, too. What's next?
Let's skip on down to where Bank of America is opening these new branches without employees. And they've opened their third one, which that is what they have planned as a test bed of three of these. And I kind of have to wonder that they've got connections to another branch that is manned for anything that the automated part wouldn't take care of. And if you're not there in person, I'm just wondering if they would use an artificial person to talk to you, for example, about a loan or something, and you wouldn't even know that you're not talking to a person. But just the normal day-to-day banking, I guess, is a little bit beyond just an ATM. But, humans need not apply because you're not needed here.
Well, I don't like it. I really don't. And I ended up closing a Citibank operated credit card because I didn't like the way they do business. So I guess our choices are becoming fewer and fewer as these companies get bigger and bigger and gobble up more and more of the market share. So even, John, even if we go to our local branch bank, the brick and mortar bank where we see the same people week after week, year after year, and we like them and we like going there, we still can't get a credit card from them because they don't offer credit cards. They offer credit cards with their name on them, but they're from the big bank, credit card banks that, you know, like Bank of America. I mean, it's either going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or, you know, one of the other big ones. But our choices are becoming fewer.
It's part of the push of to the cashless society. You know, I can already use an app on my phone to make deposits of checks. Payroll's typically direct deposited. And once it goes totally digital, what do you need bank branches for anyway?
Right. And let's fast forward to 20 years from now when children say, yeah, I deposited that check in my... What is a check? I've never seen one. Why do they call them checks? Why would they call them such a weird name like a check? Is there such a thing as a check or is it just a concept?
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Regan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We're at the news tab. John?
Let's take care of that Midwest farm bubble.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about this, keep in the back of your mind Agenda 21, where the goal is to get people out of the rural areas into these big cities where they're more easily controlled. And these, things like the farmer shortage, the doctor shortage, all of that, start keeping in mind what's going on with the artificial intelligence and robotics. I believe you're going to see the farmers replaced with machines, pretty much the same with a lot of other professions that are not expected to lose their jobs so quickly. I think that's going to happen and blindside a lot of people. But this article, Midwest Farm Bubble Continues to Collapse as Farm Incomes Expected to Crash in 2017. This comes from the latest USDA report, where they say real farm cash receipts, which means inflation adjusted. And, of course, you know that that number's fudged, so it's probably even worse than what they state, will be down 14%. Versus 2005, and 36% from the high set in 2012. And it's a combination of, debt continues to climb, as well as prices dropping They talk about a farmer here, cost for seeds, fertilizer, and equipment climbed so high and grain prices dropped so low that he lost more than $120 an acre. He is now planting 170 less acres of winter wheat, and that's about a third of what he usually plants. U.S. farmers have sowed the fewest acres of winter wheat this season in more than a century, and farmers are actually taking other jobs just to make ends meet. Vincent?
Well, it's absolutely true. We've been reporting on that for years. In our neck of woods here in Missouri, I know just about every farmer. Just about every farmer has someone in the family who has a job in order to keep the farm viable. So what they're doing is they're going to work to keep the farm. In addition to farming, they have one or more members of the family who has a job, probably sitting behind computers, typing in digits and characters, so that there's enough income to pay the bills and offset the losses of the farm. And I mentioned that cattle prices were so low that we decided we absolutely weren't going to sell our cows and we were going to try to carry them through the winter. What a rough winter it was. We've had, I think, darn close to record losses of our new calf crop. Calves were unable to make it for lots of reasons, none of which are ours. We've had the vet here multiple times, on-site house calls, if you will, or farm calls. Pretty expensive to have a veterinarian come and, repair. A mama cow's vagina that popped out, or a calf who is trying to come out backwards and stuck, or a breech calf, or stillborn calves, or calves with pneumonia, or other problems that we've had with calving. It's been really rough. So we've lost between 20% and 25% of our new calf crop. Unprecedented. We're not the only ones. It's not from neglect. It's not from not giving them the right food. We're treating them like cows, giving them protection, shelter, clean water, vitamins, minerals, supplements. But what we don't do is we don't feed them GMO food. But they are being inundated with chemtrail sprays across the skies. And the trees are showing the effects of it. And the bottom line is that our son was in Springfield, and there was a farmer having a beef sale. He did what we did and kept the beef, and he decided he was just going to sell at wholesale prices to anybody who wanted to come to a farmers-type market. And that's what he did. That was his solution. We're not there yet, but we'll probably be there, too. We'll be right back with Captain John Reagan.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.